Good Sunday morning. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries, and it's good to be with you today on this pre-Thanksgiving week. Some great things that are happening, and we're just blessed by what God has done and what He is doing. But just a few things before we jump into the teaching this morning. I just want to bring attention to you that Vital Men right now in all areas, due to the fact of what the governor has spoken to us, and we just want to stand behind her. And I think she... Governor Reynolds is doing a wonderful job, and I think it's important for us as Iowans. You know, she hasn't made it a mandate that you can't gather, or that you can't do different things, but she said she's asked us, please wear your masks. Please, you know, as you're with different people and different things, be mindful of social distancing. So with that being said, what we're going to do in Vital Men, we are taking a break until the first of the year, kind of letting this thing, hopefully it disperses, it becomes less, and we're just going to trust the Lord in all this, and also to do what the governor says and stand under her authority. So Vital Men in all locations will not be meeting until the 1st of January. So just wanted to get that out. But with that being said, we still have devotionals being sent out 6 days a week for both Vital Men and Vital Life. You can still get plugged into the stuff that's going on within Vital Ministries and also to the devotionals as that stuff comes out. So we're encourage you to jump on board on that. You can go to vitalministries.org, go to our website. We also have an app that you can jump on and get it sent directly to your phone. So just some things to stay in touch. And also, too, I speak directly to the men podcast visual every Monday. So that's another opportunity where we may not be there in the actual physical sense, but we can still see each other. And that's another opportunity. So just encourage you with that to jump on those different devotional pages. Also, too, again, I just want to send out to Vital Ministries is a 501, and we also, in order for us to survive, is by contributions. And so often, many, many people at the end of the year, different ministries are asking for money. Well, we need it throughout the year. I hate to ask for money, but that's where we are. So if Vital Ministries has been something that you've appreciated, and I want to say thank you for those folks that have sent us checks already. Thank you so much for contributing to Vital Ministries, but that's how we stay alive. And you can go to our Vital Ministries website and check that out to find out where you can send that donation. We would greatly appreciate it. First, always tie it to your church, but if you have some extra, we'd very much appreciate that extra to come our way if you so feel inclined by the Holy Spirit to come to bless us. So thank you so much for that as well. Again, today you're listening to KBOE 104.9 FM on your radio, and I want to thank you for being part of this great radio station. Maybe you're traveling down the highway and listening to us in various parts of in the state of Iowa. I'm always surprised of how far out this radio broadcast goes, and people will tell me all the way almost to the Missouri border or up to Interstate 80 or, just different locations of how far it gets out. I just want to thank you for listening to, and also to maybe some of you are headed on your way to church this morning, or maybe since the mask mandate is coming out, you've decided to stay home. Either way, we want to thank you for listening and being part of Vital Ministries and this radio broadcast this morning. But again, it's the week of Thanksgiving, and normally we have what I would call big family gatherings, don't we? Especially in Iowa, we love to gather, we love to have food and fellowship, and oftentimes we travel by car or fly to a family destination. Some would travel to watch their favorite NFL football game, and thousands would line the streets to watch the Macy Day Parade. In years past, that would be normal, right? Not this year. Families are being asked to, in all honesty, 10 to 15 or smaller, asking not to congregate, not to get big in these festive times. Traveling, well, you better make sure you know where you're headed, because there's a lot of states that have a lot of mandates and a lot of things. Even some states are shut down. Make sure when you head out, you know what you're stepping into as you travel to the different states. In other words, make sure you have your mask ready. Whether you like it or not, it's where we are today. No crowds will be at the NFL games this year. Only teams and players will be in the stadiums, but you can still root for your favorite team as you stand back and watch it on television. Matter of fact, the Macy's Day Parade will have no people in attendance. It will still go on, but you will have to watch it on TV. If you're like me, I've never seen it before anyway, but I'm just fine to watch it on television. It's warm. I can drink my cup of coffee and enjoy the whole thing sitting either in my couch or on my my chair in my front living room. Also, there's going to be a change at Thanksgiving as college students return home. Will they bring home the COVID virus when they get, and how does grandma and grandpa feel about that? Big things are going on this year. It's not normal, without a doubt. And that's kind of our teaching series this year is Thanksgiving looks different. These next 2 weeks, we'll talk about our focus should be on Thanksgiving and having what I call an attitude of gratitude in the midst of being thankful, and especially in this time of year and the season that we're in between the COVID-19, still finding out, waiting for the results of the presidency, the different things of the unknown. We are in a place, but it's still, I encourage you to be thankful and thank the Lord for His many, many blessings. But let's go back this morning and get a glimpse of how the original Thanksgiving was. And it all began in December of 1621. It's always good to go back and remember, isn't it, folks? And we look at the pilgrims as they were settling into the new world called America. They had settled in Massachusetts, and it was their second year. Their first winter killed 44 of the original 102. I tell you what, that's almost 50%. And I tell you what, those are tough times, as I can only imagine how it must have been for those pilgrims in that time. Yet they held on. They held on to the promise and also to their faith. Matter of fact, it says the times were so desperate in that first year that the daily food provisions was 5 kernels of corn per person. But the next year, they had better corn crop. It was simply, at the time before the year, the first year was just a struggle to live in each day. It was a matter of fact, it was called what I would say a black hour. Yet they stay focused on God, work together, and they continue to pray. That should say something to us today. Then the unexpected happens. They have a great year of crop, and they have a trading vessel arriving at their shores, and they were able to swap out beaver pelts for grain. They had some good things happening. God provided, and the pilgrims found hope, and they were hanging out with some what I would call non-hostile Native Americans. They came together, and they gave their first Thanksgiving occurred. You might be asking, Mike, why do you bring this story to us this morning? Because the pilgrims continued to be thankful in the midst of their circumstances. We could learn a lot from that first Thanksgiving of 1621. It's Thanksgiving of 2020. What will be said about us? I believe it's a choice for every family. Maybe it's okay that it looks different, but without a doubt, 2020 will be a year of remembrance for generations to come. So let's get started today with our teaching series, Thanksgiving Looks Different. My first point today is this. We're going to look at this and see how the Lord leads us, allow the Holy Spirit to speak into us this morning. And point number one is this: always rejoice. I love this portion of Scripture. It comes out of 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 through 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. See, Paul states three things in this verse. He says, he says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and in everything give thanks. Man, there's a lot that's going on in this verse, and I think it's a lot that we can look at in my first point this morning about how we can look at Thanksgiving, although it is different, but how we can look at it to a place to where I believe that God could be glorified. We're still thankful for what goes on in our lives. And the first one says, rejoice always. 2020 has claimed a lot of people's lives, hasn't it? Between COVID-19, cancer, accidents, and simply, for some, old age. I recently met with a homeowner who had just recently had lost her father of old age. Her father had lived to 97 years old. What a life. What a legacy. Matter of fact, in his church of where he attended, he was noted as this. People would come up and share with me, this man was a pillar in his church. He loved his wife well, his children, grandchildren, and even great-grandchildren. I can only imagine when he entered the heaven's gates and the Lord was there, I can only imagine that this would have been said about this gentleman. Well done, my good and faithful servant. You know, what an opportunity. As I talked with this woman, she rejoiced in her father's age. Yeah, she missed him. It was a hard spot. But she told me that it was just a good. She said later in the conversation, she talked about the funeral service and it was a tribute to his life. But what she rejoiced about was moving her dad from an elderly facility to the hospice house. She shared with me, "Mike, we were able to spend the last 2 days with my dad and spend times together, and he didn't pass away alone." And she rejoiced in the fact, she said she'll always remember in her heart those last 2 days. She was thankful that the Lord had given her 2 days of the remaining life of her father of 97 years old to spend with him. I have another friend of mine who recently has lost his daughter to cancer, leaving behind a husband and 3 children. My friend and I have known each other since clear back for me when I was in junior high, a long time. 2020 has brought sadness to him and his family, and I continue to pray for him and his family as well. He's a good friend. It's tough moments. See, rejoicing in it isn't easy in moments like this, isn't it, folks? But what I have noticed in the posts of his son-in-law, as he has lamented on Facebook, from the journals from his wife, even though she knew that her days were going to be limited, she kept her eyes on Jesus. She is now cancer-free in heaven. But her journal writing, you can tell that she rejoiced in her faith and with Jesus. And I know her family rejoices knowing that they will see her again. This is not the end. The second portion of this verse in the Bible, it says, "Pray without ceasing." I've shared with you many times about my experiences, the ride-alongs with the sheriff's department, and as I've worked to become an accredited deputy of the Mahaska County Sheriff's Department. A few things that have happened in my journey. When I first talked to Sheriff Russ Van Rierham, he asked me to be the chaplain. I feel it's a good fit for me in such a time as this, and I asked him, "What do you expect?" And he answered to me this way. He said, "Mike, be with the men. Support them. Encourage them. Pray with them. This is a tough job." So I told the Lord, I asked him, "Show me the way." See, I've spent a lot of driving time with deputies and different portions of that and ride-alongs. And this man, especially this deputy sheriff, he loves Jesus and his family. He works with passion and is all about the details. He shared with me about the tough moments in his job, seeing things and experience the rawness of what I call of man's depravity. We've had great moments, and he shares it with his heart with me. And I appreciate our friendship, and we talk about life, and we also talk about praying about those tough times that he deals with, and also, too, what the Lord has for him in his future. The time when we ride along together simply flies by because we travel the roadways along Mahaska County. Life is a moment, and in those moments, brothers pray and care for one another. I've learned that in a short amount of time with my good friend. A few days ago, I received a text from another deputy who was asking me to pray for him and his men, that God would go before them and protect them. It was an honor to simply be called upon. I later texted him asking him how his day went. He said, "Mike, it was a success. No one got hurt." And then he sent me this verse from Romans 12:4. It says this, "The authorities are God's servants sent for good. But if you are doing wrong, of course you should be afraid, for they have the power to punish you. They are called to be God's servants." And I thought that was good because he understands where his authority comes. See, praying without ceasing is the breath of life, what I think called to every person's life. It's the essential that God likes to hear from us. And when we pray, we hear his voice. The third portion of that scripture says, "In everything, give thanks." I want to give a challenge this year of Thanksgiving. Think with me for a moment. Are you ready to accept it? I encourage you to turn the TV off. Put down your iPhones. Be with those that you're able to be with on Thanksgiving. Give opportunity to share and give thanks to God. Openly tell Him what you're thankful for. I'm thankful this year for knowing that God uses everything in life for His glory. COVID-19, in honesty, this is my thought, has brought some families together. Moms and dads simply had moments of time to sit and talk because they no longer were in the rush of their day to head off to work. They had time with between each other and also to time with children. I became more thankful with COVID-19 was simply with my health. And the Lord brought resilience for my wife and I to combat against the virus. We've been very fortunate at this point that we have not contracted it. And many, many Americans have it. And many Americans have. Around the world, man, it's all over the place. The other thought that I'm thankful for is this, the election. Thankfully, there is one king, and His name is Jesus. That the earth is not home. That Jesus is preparing a place for me in His kingdom. Prosperous. God has blessed us greatly in 2020. We're helped with the small business loans, and we used that money to keep our employees working, and we were able to give benefits with life insurance and other things that we'd be able to continue to do and serve those that work for us. God provided in 2020, and I am so thankful for what He has done. Which brings me to point number two, is don't get anxious. Philippians 4:6 says this, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything be in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be known to God." Without a doubt, 2020 has been a time of an anxious year. For most of us, we got a glimpse in January what was happening in China, and then in March, it hit America with a storm. To be honest, the news media fed off it. That brought greater fear and anxiousness, and what many of us believed, and I still say this, call most of it fake news. I had a man from the Vital Group ask me, "Mike, do you think God is mad at us?" No. Not the God I serve. He loves His creation. We're the only beings that were created in His image. Yes, I believe that God knew that it would be, but He uses all things for His good to bring about salvation to the world. I tell you what, folks, there's been more time where people have sent out prayers and asking God for help than any greater time than in 2020 that I've experienced, to be honest, since 9/11. I believe that God is bringing wisdom to the scientists and to the doctors for a vaccine. I believe with all that's within me that it is coming. And we need not be anxious, for His Son Jesus has overcome the world. To be honest, I've had anxious moments this year just as much as anyone else. I've even asked the why question. I believe in 2020 that our Lord is preparing for the greatest revival season the earth has ever seen. That we are called to make our lives straight and prepare the way straight for the Son's soon return. Yes, folks, Jesus Christ, without a doubt, is coming again. That should get rid of our anxiousness, get rid of our anxious thoughts, and be trusting to know that God has everything under His control, even with everything that is going on in 2020, not only in America, but around the world itself. So my brothers and sisters, don't be anxious. Jesus has this virus. He has the election. He has our lives. Let's always be in prayer, asking, being thankful, and make our requests known in prayers to the Lord. Which brings me to point number three this morning, my final point, thankful together. 1 Timothy 2:1 says this, "Therefore, I exhort first all the supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men." See, we need to join together as Christians and pray. If revival is truly to happen in our land, if we truly want healing, we should be leading the way. Denominations, in my mind, have created barriers all too long. We serve the Trinity God, the Father, His Son, Christ, and the power of the Holy Spirit. If we can begin to focus on that, I believe the world will notice that we will spark revival, that we will see repentance, we will see healing come to our land. Folks, there is no president that can bring that to America. It begins with the Christian faith. It begins with people who are on fire for Jesus and looking to Him for answers, not looking for a government, not looking for politicians, not looking for people to say, this is the way it's going to go. Yes, I believe without a doubt they are inspired, and we have a call greater than ever than this point to be praying for those that are in authority over us. Can we be thankful for each other, praying together, interceding with each other's needs? That we quit worrying about stealing each other's congregations and join forces to advance God's kingdom for the lost. I think when we get past those things within the churches themselves, I think then the churches will truly see revival. You know what? I'm not sure that I might have just given a prophetic word this morning, but without a doubt, I believe in the gift of prophecy, and I believe that God has something for us and America and the church worldwide. I love what's happening in Africa. I got a man that I follow by the name of Daniel Kalide. I'm not saying his right name correctly, but he is showing in his things that the revivals that happening in Tanzania and Kenya and in those great nations in Africa itself, and how the people are coming in droves to see. They are seeing miracles happening. They are seeing people of different things of their bodies and things, sight and arms being extended, stomach issues and all those things. They're seeing the miracles. And the reason why I believe that is because they're back to the original of what it was in the book of Acts, of how the people, the way. See, the Roman government noticed the way because they were passionate. Matter of fact, their movement was so strong that it moved a nation. If we're going to move our nation, folks, we need, as I shared with you last week, we've got to choose to be the voice. But in our voice, we've got to have thankfulness. Not persecution, not coming against people, but trusting the Lord in it. See, in closing today, in my thoughts, we like the pilgrims, we have a choice. We can complain about our situation and focus on what we've lost, or we can be thankful and giving thanks to God. For God, for He is the one that we choose to glorify Him even in the midst of our losses. See, God is good, and every gift comes from Him. James 1:17 tells us that. So let's allow this Thanksgiving, although this Thanksgiving without a doubt is going to look different, but let's rejoice together. You know, I have an opportunity as we share, as we look at Thanksgiving, and matter of fact, we will be in our way of traveling. We are going to head out and go see our daughter out and her husband and my grandkids in Colorado Springs. And the travel itself is going to look different than when we're actually going to be packing our food. So as we travel, it's going to be quick, jump in, fuel up, run to the restroom, back in the truck, and heading down the highway. We're making precautions as we travel. So that way we can stay safe, and we also keep those that are around us that we might meet safe. I guarantee you, as much as I don't like the mask, I'll have my mask on when I enter into the gas stations. I'll put it on, and I'll wear it because the authorities that over me has asked me to do it. I choose to submit and trust by faith. You know what, folks? It doesn't mean that we're less as people, that the authority of the government is rising over us. It is the protection of our own safety. As I realize that this COVID-19, without a doubt, it spreads quickly, and it's also highly contagious. Let's do our job, especially as Iowans. Let's lead the way in America and submit and trust our governors, the people in authorities, and allow them, even though Thanksgiving looks different, to trust them in it. But as we travel to Colorado, it's going to be just us and our kids. And I've never in a time in my life ever asked my daughter, I said, sweetheart, could you make sure that even the other side, because they live in Colorado, and I wouldn't have said this had it not been for the case, but can it just be us this year? So that's how it's going to be. It's going to look different. It's not going to, my daughter and her husband, they love to entertain. They love to have guests. And I have asked them, because of the situation, can it just be us this year as we travel? And she said, without a doubt, Dad, we can make that happen. And I encourage you this, even though it might be different, if you do have somebody over, use precautions, know things, and make sure that you stay safe. And again, it's not saying that the government is trying to rule over us. You know what? The truth of the fact is the government does rule over us. We do come underneath their authority, and it says many, many times in Scripture that we are to be under authority. Only time we are not to submit is if it's a place that they're asking us morally or spiritually to do something wrong. I love when Daniel was in the, before he was entered in the lion's den, the government said, you can't pray only to King Darius. What does Daniel do? As he always did, three times in a day, he goes and goes to his knees, opens up the window and faces Jerusalem and prays to the holy God, Yahweh. And it got thrown him into lion's den. Yes, that's when you don't submit. But this is not that case. This is something for the safety of our health and our welfare. I encourage you folks, Thanksgiving is going to look different, but let's be mindful of what we do. And I believe with that being said, it will be a great Thanksgiving. Let's pray together this morning. Dear Jesus, again, I just want to thank you for this day. I want to thank you for the opportunity, as although Thanksgiving will look different, but it doesn't have to look different in how we praise and thank you for who you are. We have had a wonderful harvest. We in Iowa, we have been for the most part safe. We are not like a lot of part of the rest of the country. We can travel and move about and feel safe in the process. I thank you, Jesus. I pray for those other states that are struggling in the midst of the fight of what's going on. I pray that only by you, Lord, that we can find freedom and we can find faith, Jesus, for who that you are. Thank you, Jesus, again, for allowing us to serve you and to be called children of the living God. In your name I pray. Amen. Folks, I want to thank you. I hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving, a time together as family. Next week, we'll be talking about, this two-week series, we'll be talking about thankfulness. Next week, we're going to be talking about being thankful. I'm going to give you 5 points that's going to share with you about what it means to be thankful in this season as we enter Christmas season this next year. This is Mike Sarig, the voice of Vital Ministries.